All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Destiny calling us from Madison. Hi, Destiny.
Hi.
Hi there, Destiny. Destiny's got brown hair, drives a Kia Sorento, is studying to become a nurse.
Nice.
And has been married a couple years.
Sweet.
Yeah, Destiny, that's pretty cool. Nursing, I'll tell you, that's an honorable profession that you're getting yourself into. So good.
And you're always going to be needed.
Yep. Good for you.
Well, yeah, I wish I could say that about the anatomy classes I'm taking right now, but we'll see.
Are you having hashtag regrets? Like maybe yeah. I don't want to. Like Ben taking his half a semester of medical school and then I'm out.
No, Kelly, you give me way too much credit on that. You said a half a semester of medical school. I, in fact, did not make it to medical school. It was a half a semester of pre-med.
Oh, so pre-med, sorry.
It was
pre-med,
an undergraduate.
Yes.
Yeah,
right,
didn't make it.
I think it counts.
He's practically the doctor on the show, for sure.
Yeah, well, Destiny, good luck to you. And it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. So Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Yeah, you'll hear three stories. You have to decide, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult when it happened?
Now, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm usually pretty good at these.
Oh, toot away. I'm ready.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Toot, toot, all aboard. Let's get on the Destiny train. Here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult.
I blinded my grandpa temporarily by spilling maple syrup in his eyes.
Oh, no. Poor grandpa.
I like his little giggle at the end of that.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid. All right.
Little kid, maple syrup, grandpa's eyes. Yes.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Oh, no.
Destiny, you're not off to a great start. Little Miss Horn Tutor. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was my 21st birthday, and I was eating pancakes late at night.
Of course. Who hasn't?
Boy.
Who hasn't had a drunken hankering for some pancakes?
Sure.
My grandpa was actually sleeping on an air mattress right below me, and I was squeezing out the syrup, and I noticed that I was actually, like, squeezing it, like, into his eye.
What, is he not eating it in the kitchen?
Obvious.
Did he come out in the living room, sit on the couch or something?
Standing over the bed?
Yeah, I need a picture or something.
Yeah, Destiny, I think we all have that same question.
Yes, we do.
We need to, I need to get him on the phone and explain that a little bit
under
more.
Under the table? I don't understand.
All right, little kid, drunk adult. You are 0-1, horn tutor. Here we go, next one.
My mom found me in my snow-covered front yard while I was naked and laying in my own vomit.
Blech.
Ew. Oh, I mean, that feels
obvious,
doesn't it?
I feel like drunk adult is the obvious answer here.
Yes.
But I'm going to go with little kid.
All right, so you're saying little kid.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking, too.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a little kid with...
There you go. Yep. Back on track.
Yep.
Little kid is right.
Scarlet fever and a temperature of 105. I had no idea what I was doing. Apparently, I went out into the freezing night, and thank goodness, mommy found me. Oof.
Aww.
Oof. Oh, my goodness.
Aw, she had a fever.
Poor thing.
I know.
Bless her heart.
All right. One right, one wrong. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I front kicked a glass coffee table.
Kicked a glass car. Okay, yeah. Okay, drunk adult.
Destiny's like, I just saw a case of this.
Right. I can do those moves.
On my clinical for nursing.
Hold my beer.
All right. You both say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
You are right. Yeah. There it is. Came back.
Sure enough, I was at a party. And nobody believed that I had been taking karate lessons, so...
Oh, God.
Did he say karate lessons?
He launched into a demonstration.
He's like,
what else would you do in that situation?
You've got to demonstrate it, right, Destiny?
You've got to back it up. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Of course I had to show them.
Yes.
So here I am. I front kicked this glass table. It shatters everywhere. Glass goes all over. And I ended up with 23 stitches.
Oh, oh gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
But also validation.
Yeah, validation. Right? No
look
one.
At how good my karate was.
That's right. No one disbelieved him from that point on. And Destiny, oh look, this is a good case study for you for maybe later in your clinicals when you come across these situations right. And you're like, you know what?
Heard about this.
I've heard about this before.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm ready.
I'm probably never going to forget it.
I'm mentally exactly. prepared for this. Yep.
Oh,
all right.
Good stuff.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Destiny. Congrats. You're a winner.
You can go back to tooting your own horn. That's good.
Toot, toot all aboard. Hey, congrats. Hang on the line. Just another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. And thank you so much for listening and calling in on the show this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, she understood the assignment in so many ways.
Oh, you little smoopy. Just hang on. I'm going to push this little button and put you on hold. I'm going to boop. I'm going to boop your nose and put you on hold. Just a quick sec. All right. Hang on a second. Oh, my God.
Oh,
the heck.
Lordy day. That's fantastic. All right. Listen, we need more of these stories. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is just send us a little voice note. Give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us bennykellyshow@gmail.com.
People who haven't listened to the show have no idea why you're talking baby talk. And you know what? No need to explain.
It doesn't matter because we love you and you
no need to explain.